702.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
So you heard in the news a judgment handed down today in an urgent court application relating to medical schemes and how they treat black health providers. This all has to do with the government employees medical scheme known as GEMS and the Board of Healthcare Funders. They went to court to try and interdict the public release of this interim report. It was done by an investigation panel chaired by Advocate Thembeka Tukatoibi. And the investigation, it was announced last year by the Council for Medical Schemes to look at complaints including racial profiling, bullying and harassment of black doctors. So that report has now just been released. Advocate Thembeka Tukatoibi joining me on the line now. Advocate, thank you for your time. That press conference I was watching out of the corner of my eye just ended in the last few minutes. If you don't mind, just give us a run through of the main findings of that report.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Amanda. Thanks for the invitation. So we were required to investigate two things. One was whether or not there is unfair racial discrimination in the way in which medical schemes deal with health providers who are black. And by black, it means African, Indian, and colored. Secondly, we were asked generally, regardless of race, whether or not medical schemes follow the rules of procedural fairness when they implement their powers under Section 59 of the Medical Schemes Act. On the first question, we found that the medical schemes and the three primary medical schemes that make up basically more than 90% schemes and administrators, more than 90% of the market, combined, if you look at them in a combined fashion, there is evidence of unfair racial discrimination in outcomes. By that, I mean, we cannot establish that the outcomes that are racially discriminatory were intentional, but we can establish that they exist as a fact. Secondly, we find that over a sustained period of time, the data we analyzed was over a period of 6 years. Over that period of time, black medical practitioners were more likely to be identified as having committed fraud, wastage, and abuse than white doctors. We also find that individually, among the three large schemes and administrators, Discovery, GEMS, and Med Scheme, individually there are differences. Discovery is the least likely to discriminate at 35%. Followed by GEMS at 80%, and followed by Med Scheme at 330%. We also find that on the second big theme of our investigation, which is, do the schemes follow the rules of procedural fairness? We find that the schemes do not follow the rules of procedural fairness. They do not give medical practitioners enough information about what are the allegations against them. They do not give them enough opportunity to dispute the allegations. They do not give them enough opportunity to contest the amounts that they say should be claimed back if you have been found to have been guilty. And they do not give them an opportunity, a sufficient opportunity, to dispute that amount and the period with which it must be claimed. The consequences are quite devastating on individual practitioners. Some doctors came to us saying 90% of their practices are dependent on medical schemes. When the medical scheme tap is closed, they have to close practices. People who have committed suicide, others who are contemplating committing suicide, others whose family have broken apart. And somebody asked, you know, what is the cause? We found the cause to be a combination of factors. One, there is a general disinterest and dismissiveness. A doctor comes from Limpopo and they lodge a complaint. Schemes, because they have this ability and asymmetry of power, are generally dismissive of those complaints and their validity. The second problem is that from a regulatory point of view, the Council for Medical Schemes is actually quite weak. It's got a denuded enforcement capacity, which we also point to. And then, thirdly, institutions like the Health Professions Council, where if a doctor has committed fraud, and there are many doctors who commit fraud, but the idea that only black doctors commit fraud, we found that to be zero possibility. If a doctor has committed fraud, it takes on average 3 years to come to a conclusion about whether or not they have committed fraud and what are the sanctions that must be imposed, suspension, penalty, or whatever. So the regulatory arm on both the schemes and the doctors are very weak. And ordinarily, it would not have been necessary for the three advocates to do this job. It's been made necessary because of the institutional weaknesses of the regulatory bodies that have the statutory power to do this job.
Advocate, these are really scathing findings against the medical schemes. I'm not surprised that GEMS went to court to try and stop the release, considering what has been found. What are the consequences for the medical schemes? What are your recommendations here?
Yes. Now, if you're looking at, so let's go back to the three categories I identified. You've got the individual doctors, you've got the schemes, and you've got the regulatory bodies. All of these three need to do something in relation to the way in which we have found evidence against them. The individual practitioners may have wrongly been deducted monies from. Others may have been wrongfully discriminated against. But it was not our mandate to adjudicate individual complaints, nor was it our mandate to adjudicate individual claims of unfair discrimination. Our mandate was a systemic one. But our findings, nevertheless, constitute a foundation for a general conclusion that the systems are discriminatory in outcomes. What that may mean is that an individual medical practitioner may approach the CMS to have an individual dispute adjudicated and also to have redress. If monies have been deducted against you unfairly, you may have redress to get that money back. So there has to be concrete outcome. But we were an independent panel from outside, and we don't have those powers. We were given limited powers by the CMS itself. Secondly, an individual medical doctor, or maybe a group of doctors, may also feel that they have experienced racial discrimination. They may wish to institute claims. Our report will not be conclusive on those issues, but it will provide collateral information. Then, secondly, where most of the work ought to happen is with the schemes themselves. What we hope for is not necessarily redress to individual practitioners. What we hope for is structural, systemic changes. And then one must remember that where we're coming from as a panel is not to lay blame or accusations or criticism, but it is to acknowledge that South Africa is still emerging. We are only 25 years post-apartheid. We are still emerging from a society that's founded on race and engaging with the problem of race. And most of the work that we do and our panel does is reconstructive work, is how we create a new society out of the ashes of a racist one. What that means is that we firstly should stop race denialism, in other words, accepting that race remains a crucial element defining our lives. We hope for medical schemes to take seriously the allegation that there is a systemic problem of racially loaded outcomes, and then to put in place internal measures. We cannot tell them how, but there are recommendations we have made, like a racial impact assessment, which must be done on a regular basis, which may include direct interviews with black practitioners. In other words, if you are discovery, you've got to ask the black practitioners within your panel, how do you experience your interactions with discovery? Do you find them to be biased against you on the grounds of your race and react to that type of an interaction? So a lot of that work will have to be done by schemes themselves. Then there's regulatory work. And mainly this is not a problem only within this industry. It is across the board. The ability of the state to regulate the private sector through the statutory powers is getting weaker and weaker. And so one hopes that they will get the right people and they have the instruments. I mean, this is the strangest thing. The instruments exist in the law, but what we found is that over a sustained period of time, it has gradually been dissipated by sheer negligence.
Mm.
And then finally, just to make the point that we still have given a month and a half for people to make comments on the interim report before we make final report. But that doesn't mean people should wait before they start the reconstructive work. That work must begin urgently.
Advocate, thank you so much for your time and wrapping that for us. Advocate Thembeka Nqokathobi, he's just released that report, and scathing indeed. I'm not surprised that the Government Employees Medical Scheme and the Board of Healthcare Funders went to court to try and stop it. Some medical aid companies guilty of unfair racial discrimination as per the findings of that Section 59 investigation. And they found that Discovery, 35%, GEMS, 80%, and MedScheme, 330% likely to identify black providers as committing fraud. And that's a systemic problem, really. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. If you are a doctor, if you are a medical practitioner, send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 and let me know what your experience has been. There needs to be changes, as Advocate Nqokathobi said there, systemic changes. And I'm looking forward to seeing how these medical schemes respond to the report. They said that they didn't want it released, this interim report, because it would permanently tarnish the names and reputations of the schemes concerned. So now they need to explain this.